It's your boy Prince Rara here, and baby, we are doing a little bit different today. I have an artist today that's going to be joining me on Know the Culture, and I can't wait for you guys to hear them. And I think I'm going to change up the beats a little bit. Like, you know, obviously, you know, with the artists, you got to, you know, switch it up a little bit. So I think that this artist will go well with the type of beats that I'm going to play today. But I can't wait for you guys to hear the interview, and also you can watch it on YouTube later, but it has to air on CJ Olo first. And yeah, I think it's gonna be nice, and this artist has got some great things that's coming out for them. And yeah, I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever thought about doing this in y'all's lives, but I have been practicing this, and I've started in April, and it's celibacy. I am practicing celibacy, child. Yes. I'm enjoying it. And the reasons why I'm doing it is, there's a lot of reasons. One of them being spiritual. The other being, I don't want to be a sexual being. I don't want that to define me and who I am and my actions. Oh, bloop. Yeah, because I feel like this is what people have been told to do, or they're allowing themselves to be, because they think it's natural, that like all these natural feelings that you're feeling are things that you just have to do it because this is how we're made. No, I don't think that is right. I don't think it's correct. It's just like even for food as well. Like, not all, just because you're hungry doesn't mean you can just eat anything, right? Not everything's good for you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that there's some things that you, like for a person, we have to put like a boundaries on certain things, and also be able to be disciplined. And I have always been a person where I self-indulge in anything because I've just been a spoiled brat. And I think that being this way, choosing this type of path, it's intentional, and I think it's helping me as a person. It's allowing me to be more freer and have more of a clearer mind. I feel like I've got a way more clearer mind than what I had before. A lot of the decisions that I'm making are not based around or things that I'm wanting to do, like, you know, to treat whatever, like there's a natural urge. So if you want to know what I mean by like what urges and all this kind of stuff, like say for instance, I'm not running these streets trying to find anyone. I'm not trying to look for anyone. And I'm so okay with that. Before, that was like something that I would be very much doing. I don't do that, and I'm enjoying it. I'm loving that not being my thing. Not to say that I can't have a cheeky look, or, you know, talk about something that I previously enjoyed or currently enjoy, but like it doesn't consume me. Like I can put the phone down and I can continue my business and I can just be my normal self. I am not constantly thinking about, oh, what about the next thing, or who's the next person I can meet, or thinking about those past feelings and situations that I was in, that, you know, that were pleasurable, and like how I'm like dying for that feeling again. I don't have that. There are times, yes, I am human. So obviously there's times where you kind of like, oh, I kind of want this, or I kind of want that, or you know what I mean? But it's about the discipline of it. And I feel I'm rewarded by it. I feel like a daily reward by abstaining from all of that. But if you haven't tried it, or even haven't tried it properly, then you might not even be able to experience those things. Not to say that, oh, I'm doing it right, but I'm doing it right. Another thing too, I actually don't watch porn. And so I used to work in IT, but it was an adult entertainment industry type business. Lol. I wasn't doing anything weird. Like, I was in IT, so calm down. But coming from that sort of industry and now like jumping into something totally different, it is very weird. It's the craziest thing because I was kind of like consuming all of what I was seeing like daily and for the longest time. And it was normal, and I was excited to be a part of that industry, not knowing how actually quite damaging it is to oneself. So I feel a lot different from doing that. And I literally abstain from watching porn. Like, even if there's anything that's on TV that's remotely sexual, yes, it's taken me a while to like kind of, you know, get out of all of that. So there has been time there. I've been watching Naked Attraction. Yeah. And yeah, I still talk about like certain things or whatever, but like it's not consuming me. And that, I think that's what need to kind of understand. It doesn't mean that we need to propel ourselves into that type of a lifestyle. You know what I mean? You know what? I've actually stopped drinking. Like, it's been, 1 week. And I did take one shot over the weekend. Okay, it was just one shot. But before that, I would have been taking all the shots. You know what I mean? So I think it's really helping me because I know that if I drink and then I have a hangover, I start feeling a bit strange again when I'm like, ooh, I kind of miss this situation or miss doing that or blah, 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 blah. So abstaining from, not drinking alcohol is also a key to having like a bit of a cleaner life and a cleaner lifestyle, as well as I'm getting old and I shouldn't be drinking anyway. Like, why do I have to be drinking every opportunity and every event or everything? I don't need to do that every time. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, I think maybe there's a few times you could do it and you can still, you know, be disciplined and go ahead. But I don't think I need to be doing it every weekend. And it's going to pay toll on my body. Like, now it's cute, you know what I mean? But come when I'm 60, 65, even if I can live up to that, then I'll be having liver this and a high blood pressure that and all the rest of it, you know what I mean? And I'm not in the mood for that. I just want to live like when I'm older. If I live to be old, then let that be so, and let me enjoy the rest of my life, like, you know what I mean? Like, healthy. Why now must I have that? Imagine years and years of like damage every week or every few weeks, you know what I mean? That's like a toll on your body, all that damage. So I'm gonna get there, you know. Now after all of that, then I'm gonna start doing like a health cleanse and start eating better, and you know, cutting down on the sugar and you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I'm getting there. You're gonna see me. I'm gonna be healthy, buff, money in the bank, and yeah, flat stomach, skinny waist, and the booty round. No, I'm not going to do all that. Or maybe. But no, it's just going to be nice. Like, you know, I think it's going to be good for my body. And I think that, like, if you're a person where you feel like you're just a bit agitated or you feel like you overindulge in certain things, maybe give this a try in life and see how that goes for you. I mean, like, what's the harm in trying? You know what I mean? Like, you know, give yourself a cleanser. Give yourself, like, you know, just, like, adjust things in your life, just then, you know, maybe you'll see that there's changes that you can make. Just make them small every day. Who knows? You just have to try one day at a time. Bloop. It's your boy Prince Rara, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. Celibacy.
what's up, Montreal? It's Montreal in this bitch.
Shout out to Chirani.
Yeah. Small just a little bit. Trying just a little bit. He don't drink like he used to. He don't think like he used to. Life taught you new things. Now you wanna do things. The hills keep track of your new balance. Since you lost him, you got a new balance. I can't say I do better, no, no, no. But I'll act like I know, no, no. Better. I can't say that I do better. But I can't say I never knew better, no, 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 no. If I ever had you, think I gotta had you. All your exes mad too, cause somehow I just banged you. Question, girl, I'm glad to. Fuck you till you come, girl, I'm glad to. Yeah, you know I had to.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Walking down your steps with no bra or panties.
And you wrong, boy.
Cause you know better, ask your auntie. She said, who's that nigga? He's an R&B singer. Who's that nigga? What's his intention? He said he's a good nigga. He's a good nigga. He's a good nigga. No, 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 no. We act like we don't. No, 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 no. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no whatsoever. Can't say we never knew better. No, 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 no. But I still act like I don't know. Like it's whatever. But I can't promise I'll do better. No, but I know better. But I cannot promise.